Okay. So we are going to start our board meeting today, 19th of April, 2022. I'd like to welcome everybody here, all our faculty and students and board members. We're going to have Sadie start out doing the roll call.
I told her that I was.
Oh, okay. Aubrey's going to do the roll call.
All right. Aubrey Johnson here. Sadie Best.
She is. Sadie.
Here.
Okay.
Nelson Hafen.
Here.
Jennifer Fouché, not here. Josh Little.
Here.
Tim Cooper, not here. Chelsea Bergeron.
Here.
And Brian Watabi.
Here.
Great. We need to have a motion to approve the February 15th board minutes. Anybody want to make a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve the February board minutes.
Great. Any second?
Second.
Second by Josh. So those are approved. I guess we move into student performance.
Okay, so this will be a different student performance this time. So we'll start. So can you see that screen, Sadie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, when you make a motion or approve a motion, I need you to state your name because I can't see everyone.
Sorry.
Well, we can go back and do that.
So,
Brian Watabi made a motion to approve the February minutes.
Josh Little seconded that motion. That emotion.
You got that, Sadie?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll play this. All right, here we go.
Hi, my name is Trembane. Sorry I couldn't make it. I'm finishing up a class over at TCU. So really fortunate I had a little mix up. But yeah, they're going to play my song. It's called How I Dawned on You. And it's for the school album that we all made as a whole. It's got 9 of the students, not including me on it. And we wanted to go for kind of like a folksy vibe. We wanted mostly acoustic instrumentals. Our main inspirations were like The Paper Kites, Simon Garfunkel, kind of things like that. So my interpretation of what that means is what you guys are going to hear. And I thought it was like, you know, nature-based lyrics. I talk about the sky and stars and, you know, the streams, the rivers, the forests. I think that's something that stuck out to me. And it's just a cutesy little love song about wondering what somebody thinks about you after you first meet them. You don't really want them to think about you. You don't want to think about them, but you can't help but wonder what they're thinking about you. So yeah, this is one of 10 tracks on the new album, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So hopefully we enjoy this song.
Okay, and here is the track.
I'm
So Jennifer, that was a student performance. Trent Bain, we just released a 10-song record that will come out on May 6th. So we just put it all in. So 10 student, and that's all student made, 100%, which is awesome. And Trent's mom's right over there, proud mom. Proud mom, mom.
Oh, really? That's
beautiful. Sounds like you did all the instruments.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Very nice.
And he actually, on the record, he vocally produced a lot of the other stuff too. He's actually really good at that, which is hard to do, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Very nice. So thanks, Trent. And got a little bit of the, Simon Garfunkel vibe.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah.
Way back. If you're old enough, you know, like me.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So, yeah. So
I got you.
Yeah. Do we have any public comment that signed up? Sadie, do we have any?
I don't think so. I mean, anybody sign up for public comment?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we're good. Very good. We'll start into the discussion items, and we'll start out with the director's report. With Drew.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to show this this quick video. I'm excited about graduation. We flew the drone just to give people a kind of a visual of what it looks like. This is also a student song as well. So that's where graduation will be. I have to say this, those chairs were set up when I went and took the drone video. That's not exactly how they'll be set up. That caused a little bit of confusion. But just so that everybody's aware, we will have chairs set up for all the graduates. We got some cool things planned for that. And then also, We'll have chairs for all board members and teachers and staff. And then it's, you know, our wall says high school for creative, so we're going to be very creative, and people are bringing picnics and blankets and chairs and all the different things. It'll be a full, for those that have not been to a graduation that we put on, it is a 2-hour production, and it's awesome. We're working on the set list now. We've got a professional sound and lighting engineer that's will help us navigate that part of it. And it will be epically awesome. So make sure that you get that on your calendars. That's the 16th of May, which is a Monday. I like having it on a Monday because that makes it real easy to get a venue. Also in May, those weekends get real busy for lots of folks. So Mondays work really
well.
What
time will it be?
8 to 10. Yep. So let me show you this quick picture right here. And you saw that email, but I just wanted to highlight that. So that's Stephen Sharp Nelson and John Schmidt of the Piano Guys, an incredible opportunity for our students to play. It's a 3 sold out shows. Anyways, just a cool thing for those students to be a part of. So they played total in front of about 6,300 people. I got to see them. That's impressive. That's kind of a cool resume builder, I think. We talk a lot about, as a school, we talk about, you know, getting students to the next level, building those resumes, and this was just a really great example of doing that. We got that gig through some contacts that Ryan Tilby and I have in the music world. So that was a kind of a cool thing to be able to play that particular show. So
they did awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it was epic. Great. Yeah. Oops. So just a couple of quick updates. That's another piece of student artwork. We didn't ask her to do it. She just did it and brought it in one day and said, "Hey, I made this," which I think is cool. Construction, we're on schedule. After the meeting, if you'd like, you can go upstairs. They've put the decking all in. All the trusses are in. All the concrete's laid. They were working on a few things today, but they should have all of the walls chalk lined by tomorrow, which is pretty cool. And then once they get those chalk lined in, then they just come in and start throwing up walls, which is great. I think at that point we'll start seeing a lot of the noisiest part of the construction is done, because they had to put, they said 622 shells in to hold the decking, so that they use a 22 caliber bullet to attach the decking to the steel beams. So that was a long day. For sure. But it's going great. Kent and I, we continue to have meetings every other week. JMI has and continues to just treat us really, really well. So anything to add on construction? So auditions.
When you say on schedule, what will be open for the new year?
So like we mentioned last meeting, so we will have the bottom floor open for the new year. So that includes the black box, that includes multiple classrooms, a couple of administrative spaces, not all of them, and then we're hopeful, because a lot of the top and bottom, they're gonna focus on the bottom, make sure that gets done. That'll allow us to run full school here, full day, just like normal. And then they'll work like mad to get that top section all finished up. But we've already kind of worked with the state fire marshal, and he's okay with us doing that, which was a huge blessing to kind of get past that part of it. So, and I'm excited because that means that our Hype City at the beginning of the year will happen in our black box, which will be, that'll be the right thing. So this year, after graduation this year, the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after graduation. So 18, 19, and 20th, that will be auditions for current students. So that's placements of classes, that's companies that we have, that's so including but not limited to dance company, improv, Shakespeare company, guitar, dance company. And then the following Monday and Tuesday, we'll be opening up those auditions for all incoming students. So that way we can place them in the correct classes. That helps Sarah as she navigates courses and what classes we need and that kind of thing. That will be happening that week, the following 2 weeks after graduation, which will be great. And we plan on also having kind of a parent meet and greet for incoming students on that Monday so that they get to know us. We can answer any questions. We'll have a kind of an FAQ as to what trips and performances and performance opportunities, et cetera, so that parents understand what's kind of coming down the pipeline for their child or children. That's kind of a big thing we're working on right now is making sure that goes off smoothly. Awards night, this is a black tie, and when I say black tie, it's an authentic black tie, so whatever authentically is your black tie event. That's our black tie red carpet event. So that is happening on Monday, June 9th, or May 9th. Monday, May 9th, that's at the Electric Theater. That's where we announce all of our studio award winners, student award winners. We also announce valedictorian, salutatorian. They will have a week to prepare their beautiful speeches for graduation. We announce those two, and then we also have two. We're excited. There's a STUCO UAA Spirit Award, and then there's a faculty UAA Spirit Award, and so all of those are announced at that time. And intermixed with all of that are student performances. So that should be a great evening. The following evening is the faculty staff showcase that is typically filled with a lot of laughter and mostly laughing at the faculty staff and their performances. We have heard that John Mayer will be there and a few of the most famous rappers in history. We also heard that there might be a king, if you will, that'll show up. So, the king. No, a different king. So there's bagpipes will be there. It'll be an event. So don't miss that. If you want to go, then just let me know and we'll make sure you get a seat. But that's Tuesday the 10th. So
also at the Electric.
At the Electric. That way we can keep everything set up. And just as a shout out, St. George City and Emily and Jeremy, they are treating us so. I mean, they're phenomenal and allowing us to be able to do that and book the time and space that we need. And then of course graduation. So those are kind of the biggest updates for us, that for me.
How about the end of May? Do we have a big move happening?
Yeah, while
is that covered by somebody else?
Yeah, while get some stuff out of your garage, Nelson. and maybe out of Aubrey's backyard. I just assume my garage now will always just be a storage facility for UAA. Yes, there's a plan for that. While the arts teachers are doing auditions, the core teachers at the other building will be packing up all the boxes, all the things, and really just getting it ready. And so the following week, after graduation, they will start moving things over here. A lot of stuff came over, so it's not as much as we have had, but I think that'll give us some time. And then our plan is to be out of that building by the let me look at the calendar.
Hopefully that's Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully that Friday. the 27th. So we'll have, we'll clean the carpets and just do a good scrub down. And I've communicated with Superintendent Ferguson on that. And, but anyways, and it doesn't look like they will need it for Ironman. So I think we're in the clear for that, which is great. But a lot of awesome people have helped in that regard. But if they need it, we'll accommodate because they've been so great to us. So
I don't know if we send some kind of letter to the school district or something, just expressing their thanks. They really saved our life.
They did on a massive level. So maybe I'll draft something up and send it out to the board.
Yeah, we got to give them a big thanks.
Yeah. Probably what I'll do, I don't know when their next, maybe in the May or June board meeting, I'll go to their board meeting and just thank them publicly. I think that would be a good thing, too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
One more question.
Yep.
Grand opening event?
Oh, so that's a good question. The front entrance won't be finished until the whole building. So we're planning a really cool musical that we haven't released yet, but it'll be pretty cool and it'll be done. And for all those that know Kyle, it'll be awesome. So I'm wondering if we connect it to that so that we can open it and have the art gallery open and the black box and all the space. And so my guess would be October.
Some top stuff.
Yeah, and I would suggest we, you know, do invites and ribbon cutting and mayor and
paper,
all the, yeah. And we should keep an eye on St. George News. We've got a cool article. Ammon is the new education writer, staff writer for St. George News, and he came out. So we should have a great article coming out this week. So keep your eyes open. That'll be good.
Anything else?
That's me.
Okay, we got it. Ken is in the spotlight.
Thank you for putting that. So left side is the year-to-date from July to the end of March, March 31st, and that's compared to the right side, which is the year prior. So we've got local sources, which is the orange, then the state sources, and then the federal sources. You'll notice we finally got some, our federal grant money, and the federal sources, $207,000 this last month. We've been waiting on some paperwork to transfer things over from TUACON to UAA. So finally we got it. So hallelujah, that was wonderful.
Hey, and before he goes on, Kent deserves a huge, I cannot stress enough, we would not be here if it wasn't for Kent and his dogmatic barking at those that need barking at, just for things to get done and things to get, you know, like, I mean, some of these grants. And so anyways, that's a huge shout out to Kent.
And construction sales tax and all that kind
of
stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Paul, there's a lot. There's a lot to what Kent does that this small screenshot does not capture.
You can go to the next page, thank you. So again, revenue at the top, 2.99 for this current fiscal year versus 2.7. The expenses there on both sides. So the net income currently is $399,291. Compared to 305. So if we want to make sure we get an accurate picture, really apples to apples, where we stand, given all our construction, given all the things happening, we just kind of just below the line. Oh, I'm sorry, go to the next one after that. Apologize. That one right there. So that top part again was, we're at $399,291 on net income. So below the line, is just to get a more accurate picture where we stand, is we take out the asset transfer payment from TC of 261, the benefit accruals for July, and also the difference in rent, since we saved $266,000 by not being in the full space, which is kind of a blessing in disguise. And then also, but we will, you want to add back in the construction equipment costs we actually did have to pay out. So doing the subtractions and additions, we're still being very efficient with the money that we have, so the net income adjusted would be 157 compared to 135. Any specific questions on the budget? Another huge shout out to both Nelson and Josh, who meet with me every other month, other than when board meeting is, for our audit committee, finance committee meeting, budget committee, business committee, and they go through all the details of all the numbers. We just wrote a check to JMI to reimburse them for the rest of phase one. So they put in their 465, we wrote a check for 302, that's 302,000. And now the phase one is all completely paid for. So we are responsible for the rest of the tenant improvements on phase two. And we have the money in place, so we're ready to go and pay for it.
So those numbers for phase two are holding then on cost. Good.
And you know, Pablo and the JMI team, like I said, I mean, every 2 weeks we have that conversation. We're talking budget, we're talking build time, we're talking all of the things, so that way we don't get blindsided or they don't get blindsided with anything. So we're trying to keep it as transparent as possible.
Anything else? Okay. Now Kyle's not here, artistic. Is somebody going to cover the artistic?
I got you. So the biggest thing artistically, we've got the next 4 weeks of our lives, we will live here, I think, essentially, artistically anyway. So the biggest thing that's coming up is Can't Stand Still, which is loosely based off of Footloose. And I'll explain a little bit to this board. So Kyle and I, we watched, when we were out in New York at a conference several years ago, we went to a show called Sleep No More, which received critical acclaim, and it was in an old hotel, I think, or a building, three or four floors, and it was two Shakespearean plays kind of meshed together, and it was a choose your own adventure. So they gave you the rules at the beginning, and then you just went and walked three floors. You went upstairs, downstairs, you would follow a particular part of the story, and they didn't tell you what the story was necessarily. You had to start putting this all together, and then it kind of culminated at the very end with the kind of this end thing that happened. So we took this idea of Footloose and the themes from Footloose, and each studio has put together part of their choose your own adventure. And so audience members will actually come in and we'll give the rules here in the living room, and then you'll actually follow that story. So the stories loop in each individual studio. They'll loop, so you can watch it twice if you loved it. You can come back and catch something that you might have missed, or you can follow the story in any sort of direction that you want. All told, how long is it? Hour and 15 minutes. And I think, how many tickets do we have left total?
Maybe 16.
16 total for all five nights. So it will absolutely sell out. We're already sold out on Friday. Wednesday through Friday are sold out. And I love this. I mean, one of the students can, if y'all wanted to talk about your experience in it, but it's just such a different and dynamic artistic experience, I think, both for the performers as well as the audience. I don't know if any of you want to talk a little bit about it. You just got done with your rehearsal. Cool. Anybody else want to talk about it? You good? Okay. So that's the biggest one. That's all next week. And then after that, really, there's a couple of individual things that are happening within individual classes. But really, it's awards night and graduation. And those are full-scale productions with every studio being part of that. Additionally, we are performing at the Equality Utah Celebration at the Rock Bowl on Saturday. And then I'm kind of talking a little bit about UAA and how arts are important at a high school level at the Creative Age Conference. That's happening a week from Saturday. So it'll be a busy 4 weeks, top to bottom for teachers. And then not part of artistic, but Mari jogged my memory, our Aspire test will be on the 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd. And so that's essentially the ACT for freshmen and sophomores. So they're busy, everybody's just right now just in the grind.
You brought up ACT.
Yep.
We haven't results yet.
We don't have all the results yet. Okay. So students have received individual results,
okay. But
we don't have the official results.
Okay. Nate.
Yeah, our students are still alive, all of them, and that's good. Everybody's made it through this crazy, weird year. Mostly, they're just so anxious to be all together again, and so we're excited for next school year and to get everybody together. We have been able to do a couple of things where we got everybody together. We had a winter party dance over at the Children's Museum on the floor above it, the Dixie Academy. And that was fun. That was really cool. And then we had movie night a couple weeks ago. It was really fun. We had a lot of kids come back. We're excited about our enrollment. It's getting there. We're getting more and more applications every day. And most of them are new students coming in. I mean, the vast majority of the ones coming in are new to us, whether they're ninth grade, 10th grade, some upperclassmen even coming in. And they just keep rolling in. So we're gonna keep that going. But one of the cool things that we're doing as part of just to try to incite excitement. Is we're actually calling all of our new students on the phone and welcoming them and letting them know that their application has been accepted. So I have made over 100 phone calls in the last month. And myself, I've recruited. Mari's actually made a few. She came and helped me one day. I've had another student here, but a couple students actually jumped in and made some phone calls to parents and students. And it's really cool. I've had one phone call that I actually got through where they said, oh, my student's actually still my kid's still trying to decide between your school and staying where they're at. But every other parent I've talked to, and it's mostly parents' phone numbers that we get on the applications, but every other parent I've talked to has said they're excited to come. You know, so there's been no, pretty much no kind of rejected, oh, we just applied, but we're not going to come. So everybody's planning on coming. Most of them are excited to get in the building that they haven't already and to come take a tour, so we're working on that. So, yeah, we're trying to just get them here. Get them to pay. Once they pay, then we're there for sure, so.
I got to tell this quick story. So we had a mom and dad who just walked in one day. They had their eighth grade child. And so we were kind of doing a tour. I picked up about halfway through the tour and found out that they were from Heber. And they had driven all the way down to just check this school out that they had heard about. And we kind of were walking down this hallway and we were in the audio lab. And I was talking to the mom and the dad in the control room, kind of talking about what we do in the audio lab. And this most adorable eighth grader ran in to the, you know, he was hanging out in class. And he ran in and he was like, Mom, I have friends here. And the mom started crying. And he ran back out, sat back down. Mom said he doesn't make a lot of friends, and this is huge. This is huge. And they just sold their house, and they're moving to St. George to come to UAA. So that's a huge testament, I think, to the students and the culture that is here, because that kid, he can't stand it. In fact, he's in eighth grade, and his mom said, as we were finishing the tour, his mom said, can he just start now? I was like, well, no, because it, I mean, I would love him to, but it's a whole, like, once you start high school, the clock starts, so you don't want that clock to start right now. And but anyways, he just can't stand it, how excited he is. So.
Yeah, we got his application the next day.
Next day, yeah.
I mean, and that was like how quickly they decided to sell their house and move all the way down here from Beaver.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. And we've got a couple other stories like that. They come here and they feel it. So yeah, so it's going well. And I just want to shout out really quick to our student council, who's worked really hard this year in a really weird situation where they're divided all the time. Half of them here, half of them down there all the time. But they have coordinated, and they've spent all their, it's all been on their own time. This year, because we haven't, the way the schedule works, we couldn't make it a class, and so they've given them all time after school. So they meet every two times a week for an hour and a half after school. And they're dedicated, and they're all the students you have here are on that council. So they're awesome. And what they've done and how they've been able to manage all this year has been amazing. And keep the culture the way it is. It's pretty awesome. So shout out to those guys, for sure. And we're in the process of the rigorous process of selecting our new student council for next year.
How many applications total?
I got 34 applications.
Wow.
Out of what have, I mean, that's a tenth of our kids.
That's
good. So we're getting there. Did interviews today. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what's different, I think, in a lot of schools that I've been to is that student council is not, like, voted on by necessarily their peers. So a lot of times, you know, like, the student body president is just, like, it's a kind of a most popular contest. Here, they get how many, they have to get recommendations from teachers.
Four teachers
they have to get a recommendation from, and then on top of that, there is like a pretty rigorous interview process. It's intense. So it's not, right? I mean, would you all, it's not just like, oh, this is cool, this will be fun. Like, it's a pretty intense process, I feel like. So I love that about our school, because it culls out a few folks who think it might just, you know, be the party planning committee.
While we're on student activity stuff, I've been working a lot with John Sato on the foundation board, and we're trying to reach out in the community and get influencers. And so sometimes when we try to get them over to the school tour, because that kind of hooks them, and you know, it's just they feel the vibe here. And so we're working on one. Ryan and John and I took a person out to lunch, and we invited him over for a tour. And I told Drew that we were, you know, we set it up. So Drew said, well, hey, instead of me or you doing the tour, he had Madison do the tour, our student body president. And so Madison was a pro. She took him all around. I mean, she just absolutely crushed it. We were hoping he would commit to help us, and I got a text about an hour or two later from him, and he said, I'm in, you know, let me know what I need to do. And so the students, you guys have so much power to make this place a success. It's not the director, and it's not the faculty, it's not the board, it's you. And when we have stories like Madison just killing it like that, we have to think outside the box. I was glad that you had her do that, because normally we just do that. And we, no, it's your school. You need to be the ones that help sell the school. And so, man, I was just like, I got that text, I sent it to you, and it was just like, man, that was just so awesome that, you know, Madison helped sell the deal to get these influencers that's going to help us with the longer term, especially financial success, and influence the community. So I was really, really impressed.
And this same gentleman, actually, when he was done, and there were students leaving, and as he was leaving, he chased down a couple of students just to make sure. And it was really cool. I mean, I've been coveting any of our students giving it their testament to the school, but one of them happened to be the student body vice president. And that helped a lot. Cool. But that was cool. I had students say, this guy came read me out and asked me what I thought about the school, my experience here. Anyway, but the fact that we'd be totally comfortable with him asking any of our students, Madison's awesome, but
But I mean, the students are the ambassadors of the school. Yes. I mean, and that's how we're going to be successful. Go ahead.
And before we jump over to Chris, let me, I'd love to actually. So one of the things that we did in terms of students and student support is we put together an FAQ. I sent that out to the board. But a lot of that was really just to, there was some misnomers, maybe some misinformation that was being spread. And so we wanted to make sure that information was coming from the school so that everybody's on the same page internally, but also externally. So a lot of the questions that we were getting were around academics. Do we offer concurrent enrollment? Yes. Do we have a articulation agreement with Success Academy? Yes, we do. So we've got students that. So there were a lot of those kind of questions. You all have that document, but that we boosted that on Facebook. We posted that on all the things, and sent it to a lot of partners in the community. And I think it was really helpful for them to have something that if a parent asked, well, do you know if UAA has concurrent enrollment? And then bingo, they could say yes, and here's the answer, and this is from the school. So Sarah helped me navigate these questions that we were getting the most. She was getting these questions as she was meeting with parents of current or incoming students. And so we just kind of put together the most common of those questions. So, but that's just something. As a board, I would know the answers to those questions because these are the ones that are the most commonly asked by parents.
Great. Chris.
Okay, I'll share a couple things for student services. First, we're all really used to the billboard out here we've got currently that you see going. We'll have a new one coming. I'm not gonna tell you what that says. It will just connect a little bit with Drew's story. As to how we feel about everybody who should come here to our school. And so look for that in the days to come. That's I think that'll hopefully be up in the next week. The next item is we have our first group of kids start getting Adobe certifications here at the school, completely free to them, which is so awesome. And had our first one get his Adobe Professional Certification in Visual Design, so we had to pass a couple of the six or so tests that we have available to them. We will so far have four of them going on that path and have tons of them in the future. But that, for them, the first one of them to finish, he was so anxious about it in general that he wasn't excited when he finished. He was just glad to be done. But for them, just the light in their eyes to realize what they are accomplishing and what they're taking. Some of them are graduating, and some of them are juniors and getting these things now. So next year, we're going to look at some of the other tests that they have, just keep at it, and seeing that they have some of the similar credentials that I have as a graphic designer, and that they can get those and leave school and go feel great about that. So that's just a cool thing that we're able to start offering. That are connecting to getting our kids to their industries and being able to get there quickly and feel confident going there. So that's what I got.
Okay, thanks. Is there anything else on discussion before we go into action items? Anything? Okay. So now we need to take care of the school fee documents and calendar and some of the other stuff. So do you have, see, we all got that school fee.
Correct.
That was sent out to the board.
So It's on the screen, I think, and Kent can help me. So just a part of the updated legislative sessions, this just has to be approved by the board, and this is, we have to have this done for the year coming so that there's no, I guess, surprises for parents. As you know, with school fees, you have, you know, some students who are SES, so low socioeconomic, so the school covers those fees for students. So we have a general fee of $300. And so Kent and I sat down, we looked over Washington County's fee schedule. We you know, want to make sure that those fees are similar and that we're doing the same things and being equitable. So our general fee, student activity fee, that pays for a lot of dances and those, like the production of those things. We have a mailing fee now because we send out mailers, studio arts programming fee. So those are the fees that in the district, what you'll find is that each individual arts class will have its own individual fee. And so we actually group those together because we're an art-specific school. So that's our studio fee. We have some specific fees like bus, parking, once we're all in our parking for next year. Driver's ed is part of that. We have our uniforms. As part of that, you cannot make money on school fees. So for instance, if, you know, if the uniforms are, $10 and we charge 15, that would be illegal. We can't charge more than to cover for those who can't necessarily afford it, if that makes sense. So we just have to pay, the fees are exactly what we would pay for. And then again, programming fees in art, there's some different art, artistic fees with the packets that Stradley puts together. And then part of that too is trips. So we want to make sure that we're not charging this exorbitant amount of money to go on crazy trips. So that's, we kind of leave that up depending on what it is. And then also before, a lot of schools, this is way back, but a lot of schools, you know, they would fund programs by charging an outrageous amount for costuming and productions and that kind of stuff. So anyways, it's all, that's on the website, that's there for all of parents and students to be able to see, and then as part of that, then they can have a conversation with me or request fee waivers, and all of that's connected to this as well. So this just has to be approved in the way that it's written. The only adjustments that we made from the previously approved fee structure is just a couple of things from the general $300.
Textbooks no longer can you charge a fee for. So in the state of Utah, you can't charge a fee for textbook use. Of course, we don't do a lot of textbooks. That's one suggestion for one example of what the state said. These are things you can or you can't charge. So $300 is what we charged last year. It's the same thing we do this coming year. So.
Do we do these individually?
Yes. Yeah, okay. You'd have to vote
so
on
we
this.
Need we need a motion to approve the school fee document.
Josh Lebel, moved to approve the school fee document.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second Jennifer Boucher.
Okay. Let's see. We call a vote. All in favor of the school fee document, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. It's unanimous. Now we need to do the school calendar.
Okay, so here is the school, the proposed school calendar, and this obviously is the, like I said, it is proposed because depending on lots of different things, weather, inclement weather being one of them, but these, we would do an A and B day schedule. C, we're working on a C schedule for Fridays, but we've got all the days, so we have to be in school for a certain amount of days, and we have to be in seats for a certain amount of hours. So we've covered all of those things. But this also makes sure that all the holidays, and we're, for the, for the most part, we're aligned with the district. That helps families the most to align with the district. So this is the one, I will mention this, one of the different things that we'll do this year that we haven't done necessarily is we're proposing, and you'll notice on the bottom right hand corner, there's teacher PD, that's professional development. The October 25th and 26th is the Art Schools Network conference. And this year it's in Vegas. And this is an incredible event for arts teachers and core teachers because it's all of the art schools in the country, teachers, administrators, they will all convene in Vegas. They do a tour of Las Vegas Academy. They'll be working with industry professionals, but it's just this opportunity to connect and network with like schools across the country. And so we've actually put that in our calendar so that we can get as many teachers down to that event as possible, which would mean that students don't have school on the 25th and 26th. I know that's gonna be really hard for y'all.
So you're taking your whole faculty staff to Vegas. You made it sound real professional though.
Okay. Hey, what happens at ASN stays at ASN.
Yeah, I'll put it in my calendar.
For board members too. No. I was just down in Vegas at a conference, but I snuck out and I toured LVA and talked with Scott Walker, who's the principal. He's hosting it. Man, I think just the opportunity to have our teachers connect with other teachers. And that's core, that's arts. Like, I mean, they have almost 2,000 students at this school, and you have to like walk across the street to get to other buildings in their campus. It's huge. But there's a lot of really cool ways that Scott and I were talking about where we could interplay with our schools, because it's so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's the proposed calendar.
Okay, so I guess we need a motion to approve the 22-23 calendar.
Motion to approve the 22-23 calendar by Brian Montgomery.
By Brian, okay. Second, anyone?
Second. I second that.
Sadie's got a second. Best. Okay. So now we call a vote to approve the calendar. All in favor to approve the 22-23 calendar, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that one passes as well. Now we do the community council budget. Kent, I guess you're going to explain that for us.
Yeah. So each year we have a budget that needs to be approved first by the community council, then the board approves that. Brian sits on the community council, which we're so grateful for, and we went through and it's been proposed and passed, and we just need to go through it, basically ratify that as the board. So each year we get between 40 and 45,000, sometimes a little bit more. This year looks like it's going to be 44,000 to afford. We sent this document out, or Satan did, which we appreciate. So we typically have to have a goal around it, and each year is a different type of goal. And this coming year, we want to increase our Aspire testing scores, specifically in math and science. So in order to do that, we have specific action plans to help in doing that. One thing we're going to do is focus again on the ACT prep, which we did this past year. Copy booklets, etc., at the ACT boot camp. In addition, we want to purchase some additional science lab equipment. Of course, we're getting new space for science, so that will also help, because we want to get some new equipment and then that will help them with their experiments, etc. Additionally, there's going to be $4,000 and change for some professional development for teachers. And then we also want to bring in an outside speaker to do our digital citizenship week. And Sergeant John Prince, is that his name?
Yeah.
We're trying to get him and to come out and phenomenal. So that is a proposed budget that the community council agreed on and voted on, and we just need to get a ratification by the board.
Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the community council budget?
I'll motion to approve the community
Do we have a second for that?
That was Aubrey Johnson.
Aubrey Johnson.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll second.
Second? Okay. So
Chelsea Bergeron.
Chelsea, second. Okay, let's vote on that to approve the community council budget. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Last thing, we got another extension request from Vicki. She sent it yesterday, I believe. She needs another 30 days with her health. And she just requested that we extend that leave of absence. And then I guess I would still be serving as the interim chair until she gets back at the end of this extension. So we just need a motion to approve the leave of absence extension for Vicki, and I would continue to serve as the interim board chair at that time. So do we have a motion in that regard?
I'll move to extend.
Okay, so Jennifer made the motion. Do we have a second? Anyone?
Josh Little seconds
Josh
that motion.
Second. Okay. So we have a motion and a second to extend Vicki's absence extension. And let's see, we'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that's unanimous. Is there anything else that needs to come before? I just wanted to welcome Jennifer. We didn't catch you right at the first. We wanted to welcome you. Thank you for coming. Also, Sadie, we wanted to express our condolences. Sadie lost a grandparent, and so she's on her way to a funeral. We're so sorry about that, Sadie. A lot of us will be attending a meeting tomorrow at your place, right? GW. What time is that again?
Yeah.
I'll have to look again.
In the evening?
Yes, in the evening. I've got it in my calendar somewhere. So we'll see a lot of you there tomorrow. I guess we're going to go over the state, the actions from the state and how that affects finances and different things. So.
State law.
7 p.m. Yeah. So we appreciate everyone coming tonight. Yes.
One more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we need to all congratulate Drew on his award that he received.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes.
Not seven?
No, it's 5:30 to 7.
I was going to get there at 7, and that would have been better. All right, it's at 5:30. Golly. Perfect.
I know we just cheered for Drew, but we got to, like,
stop.
That's the icing on the cake to what's happened this past year, I think. Drew very well deserved that award, and I think it says a lot about the work he's done. And
it's a team effort.
What's happening with the school.
And I think hopefully we'll be reading a little bit about that in the St. George News article.
That's right.
I hope. That's why I was hoping we would have that by now. So is there anything else from anybody? If not, we will adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting will be June 14th at 5 p.m. Thank you.